All right, welcome back, you guys. This is The Beard with the Metal Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. And that song you just heard was Dark Throne with In the Shadow of the Horns. It's a super badass song off of a badass album. And the album was A Blaze in the Northern Sky. It came out in 1991. I hope you guys liked it. It had definitely had that early kind of gritty punk rock feel that a lot of the older black metal bands have. I decided to play that one for you because it was between them and Mayhem and Burzum and a couple other older Norwegian black metal bands, and I decided I wanted to play Dark Throne because that was one of my favorite songs. So I hope you dug it, and from there I'm going to kind of progress into some newer material. There'll be a little bit of older material, but a lot of it will be a little newer than that. And yeah, so next up is going to be a band called Dark Funeral. I saw them last year at Slim's, and they played with Grave and Morbid Angel, and it was an awesome show, a great show. And they're a lot of fun live. They do the kind of traditional black metal thing where they wear corpse paint. All these bands kind of wear corpse paint, which, if you don't know, is where they paint their faces and sometimes arms to kind of look like a corpse. So they wear a lot of white with black around the eyes and dripping down the face and stuff, and sometimes fake blood or real blood, I guess, depending on what they're into. Either way, but they were a lot of fun live. So this song I'm going to play you is off of their album Angelus Exuro Pro Eternus, which was released in 2009. And Dark Funeral is a black metal band, like I said, from Stockholm, Sweden. They were founded by guitarists Black Moon and Lord Ahriman. Like I said, weird names for black metal dudes. In 1993, and they emerged during the second wave of black metal, which I was kind of talking about earlier. The song is called The End of Human Race, and it features Mick, Lord Ahriman, Svanberg on guitar, and Magnus, or Emperor Magnus Caligula, Broberg on vocals, and Bo, also known as Shock Mole Carlson on guitar, and Niels Dominator Fjellstrom on drums, and a guy named B-Force on bass guitar. So pretty sweet names. And here you go. This is Dark Funeral with The End of Human Race here on radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah.
That was an awesome song by the band Dark Funeral. And yeah, I love that song. Anyways, welcome back to the Metal Hour. This is The Beard here on radio.dominican.edu. Getting you guys ready for Halloween tomorrow with some good old-fashioned black metal. And here is a little piece of Halloween trivia for you. Thought this might be fun. So we were talking about the Celtic origins of Halloween, or as they called it, Samhain. And so by 43 AD, the Roman Empire had conquered the majority of Celtic territory, which was Ireland and United Kingdom and a couple other places, and at that time didn't exist, but that general area. And in the course of the 400 years they had ruled the Celtic lands, two festivals of Roman origin were combined with the traditional Celtic celebration of Samhain. The first was Feralia, a day in late October when the Romans traditionally commemorated the passing of the dead. And the second was a day to honor Pomona, the Roman goddess of fruit and trees. The symbol of Pomona is the apple, and the incorporation of this celebration into Samhain probably explains the tradition of bobbing for apples that is practiced today on Halloween. So there you go. If you ever wondered why the hell we bob for apples, that's probably why. And also, that I'd cue you into something cool happening here at Dominican on campus. So Halloween pumpkin carving social and trick-or-treating night tomorrow night, Halloween, Thursday, October 31st, 2013. Join the ASDU in Calarega Plaza for the ASDU Pumpkin Social from 4 to 6 p.m. to decorate a pumpkin for Halloween. ASDU will provide the pumpkins and the decorations, and you can create a work of art. Then stay for the trick-or-treat for canned goods event sponsored by the campus ministry from 6 to 8 p.m. in the San Rafael neighborhoods. All canned goods will be donated to the Marin Food Bank. Last year we collected over 900 pounds of canned goods, so I think you guys can beat that number this year. At least I believe in you. I hope you guys believe in yourselves. Following the neighborhood canned goods trick-or-treating, the resident advisors are having trick-or-treating of their own. From 9 to 10 p.m., trick-or-treat for candy and your best Halloween costumes. So there's some cool stuff going on at Dominican. I hope you guys are getting stoked for Halloween. I know I am. And, yeah, back to the black metal. So next up is a band I actually just saw last Friday. They're called Watain. And I saw them at the Oakland Metro, which is one of my favorite venues over in Oakland on 3rd Street. And this band is so rad. I love this band. They were so much fun. And one of those bands where I actually wasn't feeling good when I was getting ready to go see them. I was feeling kind of crappy and tired. I'd worked too much last week and just didn't have the energy, and typically I would bail on a show if I was feeling crappy, but not Friday. I got off work and I went home and I took a nap and was just like, screw it, I'm going to the show. I wanted to see him forever, and I went, and it was so worth it. And I'm pretty sure you can't have pyro or fire or anything in clubs in California. I'm not positive on the legalities, but they definitely did. They came out with torches and lit like some little bonfires on stage, and they had candles and all kinds of crazy stuff going, and it was just an awesome show, a lot of fun. The music was fantastic. I think they played for like an hour and a half or 2 hours. It was a really long set, but they killed it. They probably played through like two albums worth of material, but it was a lot of fun. And anyway, I'm going to play them up for you next. They're called Watain, and they're from Sweden. They're from Uppsala, when they formed in 98, and the band's name, Watain, is taken from a recording by the American black metal group Vaughn. And the song is title track off of their 2007 release, Sworn to the Dark. And they played it live when I saw them, and it was awesome. And it features Eric Danielson on vocals and bass, Pelle Forsberg on guitar, and Hakan Jansson on drums. I'm trying to figure out these names. I'm not, you know, not the best with Swedish names, but I'm trying, so. Here is Sworn to the Dark on radio.dominican.edu. All right, welcome back, guys. That was Watain with Sworn to the Dark. And awesome song, awesome band. Had a lot of fun going to the show last week. Highly suggest listening to them if you've never heard of them. They were on tour with Behemoth last year. If you don't know them, they're awesome as well. And they're doing their own headlining tour right now with the band In Solitude. So I don't think they're coming around here again on that tour, but if you happen to be somewhere where that tour is happening, I would highly suggest going and checking it out. And yeah, that was off their 2007 release, Sworn to the Dark. And anyways, next song is by a band called Dissection. And they're a really, really good black metal. Some people consider them black and death metal. But I think of them as black metal. And they kind of sort of turn into a little bit more of a melodic death metal band later in their career. But they are still black metal to me, especially this album. This album's awesome. And the album is called Storm of the Lightsbane. And a little bit of history about Dissection. They were formed in 1989 by Jan Nodveit, if I'm saying that right. Like I said, not the best with Swedish names. And the band released its first EP in 1991. Sadly, they disbanded in 2006, which was really sadly followed by the lead singer and guitar player's death, which was a real bummer. Rest in peace, Jan Nodveit. And this song is called Night's Blood off of their album Storm of the Lightsbane, featuring Jan Nodveit on vocals, lead, and rhythm and acoustic guitars, Johan Norman on rhythm guitar, Peter Palmdahl on bass guitar, and Ole Oman on drums. So this is Night's Blood here on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, you guys. This is the Metal Hour with the Beard here on radio.dominican.edu. And that was the band Dissection with the song Night's Blood. And awesome song, awesome band. And yeah, I love that song. Anyways, next up I'm going to be playing you a band called Old Man's Child. Kind of a creepy name. And they're from Norway, from Oslo. And Norway is pretty much the epicenter of black metal, they call it the second wave of black metal, but it's pretty much what everybody thinks of when they think of black metal. Where it all kind of came from. It came from, a lot of it is inspired by kind of the weather, actually, the natural climate in Norway and in that Nordic region, where it's very cold, and there's snow, and it's dark a lot, and a lot of the songs kind of are themed around that. A lot of them have kind of pagan and nature-themed lyrics about darkness and winter and cold and frost and snow and all those kind of things. And there's definitely other things mixed in there, you know, as far as inspiration for the music goes. It's like anything else. There's bands that sing about religious things, affiliations, or anti-religious sentiments, or pagan sentiments, or whatever the perspective band's talking about. But black metal got a lot of I guess bad publicity, if you want to call it that, in the early 90s. There was a big movement when bands like Mayhem and Burzum and Darkthrone and all them were starting to come out with their music. There was a big movement where they were burning churches and doing stuff like that. There was a couple murders that kind of got a lot of press and gave black metal kind of a evil image in a lot of people's eyes, which is kind of a bummer, because I love the music. The music's fantastic, and it's interesting, actually. The a lot of the time people kind of didn't dig behind what happened, and the anti-religious sentiments and the burning of the churches was not necessarily a violent or it wasn't intended to be a violent thing. It was intended to be making a point, because a lot of the churches were built in the 1300s or around that era, and they were built on sacred religious sites that the people of Norway had in their culture for, you know, hundreds, thousands, I couldn't tell you how long, but thousands of years, as far as I know, ancient pagan ritual sites and stuff like that, where it was really important to their culture. And Christianity had kind of overtaken that and built churches on those sites. So their burning of the churches was kind of their way of saying, we're taking our land back, which is interesting. I'm not saying I agree or disagree with it. Just some interesting information. And there's actually a really good documentary about all of it, called Until the Light Takes Us. And, you can find that pretty much anywhere. I found it, I bought it on DVD, and, very interesting stuff. Definitely worth watching if you have any interest in this stuff. Musically, or just purely from a, you know, an interest point of view, it's interesting stuff, and there's a lot of fun music and history to check out about it, so would highly suggest it. Once again, the title of that is called Until the Light Takes Us, and yeah, there's a little history for you. Next up, like I said, is going to be the band Old Man's Child from Oslo, Norway. They formed in 1993, and the song I'm going to be playing you is Black Endless Void, off of the album 666, or let's see, my bad, the album is Revelation 666, The Curse of Damnation. And on vocals, guitar, and synth is Galdr, Jardar, or Hardar, or another one of those names I can't pronounce right. That dude's on guitars, and Memnok is on bass, and Teodolv is on drums. So sorry for butchering the names, but you get the picture anyway. So here is Old Man's Child with The Black Endless Void here on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, you guys. That was In the Black Endless Void by Old Man's Child. Nice, and I gotta say that was probably the spookiest sounding song I've played thus far. Kind of getting you ready for Halloween. I don't know, getting me ready. Gotta say I'm feeling a lot better than when we started at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm starting to wake up. I don't know what does it. It's metal and coffee in the morning. Just kind of great combination. Get the blood pumping through your veins. And, yeah. Unfortunately, we are nearing the end of the show. I'm going to have to sign off in a couple minutes, but I figured I'd give you a little treat before I did. A little Halloween something-something. And I promised you a surprise. It wasn't a metal song, so I'm going to follow through on that. The next song I'm going to be playing is by the infamous Screamin' Jay Hawkins. One of my favorite dudes of all time. And probably one of the most metal, non-metal musicians ever, if that makes any sense. It makes sense in my brain, which isn't saying much. All right, this is Screamin' Jay Hawkins, also known by birth as Jalacy Hawkins. He was born July 18th, 1929, and he died February 12th, 2000. He was 70 years old. And he was an American musician, a singer, and an actor. Who was actually wanted to be an opera singer originally, which is a little interesting fact for you. And he was famed chiefly for his powerful operatic vocal delivery and wildly theatrical performances of songs such as I Put a Spell on You, which I'm sure all of you know. And he sometimes used macabre props on stage, making him one of the few early shock rockers. So I don't know if anybody's into that kind of stuff. I know he was a big inspiration for people like Glenn Danzig and Lux Interior, the singer for the Cramps, and all that kind of shock rock stuff where they use props on stage and it's all kind of spooky and creepy and it's a lot of fun. Yeah, Screamin' Jay Hawkins was awesome. He had a skull that was a prop on his stage. I can't remember the name of it, but he had a skull that smoked cigarettes throughout his set, and he wore leopard fur capes and bones through his nose and all kinds of crazy stuff, and he was awesome. And I'm going to be playing you probably his most famous song. Came out in 1956, and the funny story behind it is he had originally intended to record I Put a Spell on You as a refined love song or a blues ballad. And he said, however, that the producer, quote unquote, brought in ribs and chicken and got everybody drunk, and we came out with this weird version. I don't even remember making this record. Before, I was just a normal blues singer. I was just Jay Hawkins. It all just sort of fell in place. I found out I could do more destroying a song and screaming it to death. So, there you go. From Mr. Screamin' Jay Hawkins himself. And, unfortunately, like I said, this is going to be the last song. It's going to conclude the Metal Hour for today. This has been a lot of fun. I hope you guys dug it. I know I did. And, hope you guys have a great Halloween. Be safe. Check out those things, like I said, tomorrow night over at Calorega. They're going to have the pumpkin carving and decorating, and then the trick-or-treating for canned goods, and then later for candy. So all fun things to do. Please go check it out. There's more information on our website, www.dominicanuniversity.edu. And I hope you guys dig it. So this is I Put a Spell on You. One of my favorite songs. I know everybody likes to listen to this around Halloween. It's kind of the quintessential Halloween song. So here it is. Screamin' Jay Hawkins with I Put a Spell on You here on radio.dominican.edu. Happy Halloween, guys.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? I ain't lying. Yeah, I can't stand. Woo! No running around. spell on you.
Well, I'm